Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. President Donald Trump's budget proposes cutting the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative from $300 million to $10 million. Earlier this week, Attorney General Bill Schuette was on the Lansing radio station WILS. Host Dave Ackerley asked Schuette about his recent visit with President Trump and then asked,
"Are you concerned about that 97% reduction, though, in the Great Lakes funding by the EPA with the current administration?"
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely. And where this really stems from is, Obamacare and the mayor of Chicago and the Illinois shipping interests really don't care about the quality of the Great Lakes and the fresh water. And what we don't want is to see the Asian carp coming from the Mississippi River up into the Great Lakes. That's really, we have to block it.
We wanted to follow up on that conversation. Attorney General Schuette joins us now. First, what does Obamacare have to do with the Trump administration's decision to cut funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative?
What I was attempting to say is that this is about the failure of the Obama administration and the shipping interests in Chicago and the mayor of Chicago, who really have turned a blind eye, quite frankly, to the problems of the Asian carp knocking on Michigan's door. And that's what I meant to say of the Obama administration. So the fact is the Obama administration has had 8 years to do something with the Corps of Engineers to put together a program to stop this advancement of invasive species into the Great Lakes, and have done nothing. Of course, one of the sorriest groups I know, and they have lagged behind, delayed, haven't performed. The point is, we've seen from scientists and environmental DNA and the whole issue in the Great Lakes Basin, where we've seen the Mississippi River now being a place where the Asian carp are coming towards the Great Lakes, and we need to do something to block and stop it.
The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative includes a lot more than that. In fact, one of the biggest threats to the fisheries ever in the Great Lakes was the lamprey, and included in this Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is $3 million for the Great Lakes Fishery Commission, which keeps the lamprey population down so it can't decimate the population once again. It also does things like wetlands restoration that the Ducks Unlimited group is going to do. It does beach restoration at two national parks. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of projects in Michigan alone, let alone the other Great Lakes states, that benefit from this Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. So are you in favor of it being fully funded, or do you agree with President Trump that it should be cut by 97%?
I stand by the Great Lakes, and I want to restore the funding, and I would hope that other Great Lakes elected officials would stand with me on that. I know that the Michigan delegation in Congress feels very strongly about that, and I appreciate the leadership of my Republican colleagues on this issue. And the fact is that, we have a special responsibility in Michigan. Part of our DNA is this special responsibility of having the pristine and purity and freshness of the Great Lakes. And so these programs you talk about are very important. And then this Asian carp, this invasive species issue, is something that we need to have some sort of environmental separation, Lester, which is the real key, between the Mississippi River and the Great Lakes, so that we don't get this advancement and march into the Great Lakes by Asian carp. And that's the public works project that is so important. But the Obama administration did almost zero in the 8 years. And what we need to do is let the Chicago and Illinois shipping interests know that they can't just ignore the significance of the Great Lakes, and we can't have Great Lakes in Lake Michigan be like the Mississippi River. This is a $7 billion economic issue for the Great Lakes.
Did you get a chance to express those feelings to President Trump while you visited him?
This is the start of the budget process, and so I think there'll be a lot of us pushing back. There'll be a lot of us who want to restore the funding on these Great Lakes Initiative programs. It's really part of pure Michigan.
I'm just wondering, why did you, when you were asked that question, did you immediately start talking about just the Asian carp and the Obama failures of making sure that that project was put through? Why did that first come to your mind instead of talking about the larger issues we are talking about now?
Well, I think they're all important, and they're all large issues. And I talked about the invasive species issue because Asian carp is a real threat that's menacing and knocking on Michigan's door. That's why. All these issues are important.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much. That's Attorney General Bill Schuette. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Take care.